I know you're not about to leave that fucking plate for me to clean later, you bitch. Homegrown podcast, most mediocre podcast in the world. What the fuck is up? As you guys can hear, I have a guest in studio today that I might fucking kill before this episode is over. But before I kill him, as always, brought to you by Phone Soap. Go to phonesoap.com, use the code TAKEDOWN, you get 20% off of your order. We do not have just mini tanning beds for your phone that clean your phone anymore. We have a UV ray wand that you can carry around. You can be like Harry Potter, but except, you know, instead of fucking, what's the Harry Potter thing? What's he say? You can fucking cast spells on germs and get rid of 99.9% of them around your house. Go to foamsoap.com, check out the UV ray wand, and use the code TAKEDOWN at checkout for 20% off your order. We are also brought to you by Origin Maine. Maine like the state. M-A-I-N-E. OriginMaine.com. Use the code Thomas10 and you get 10% off of your order of the popular Jocko Fuel. We have the popular Jocko Fuel. We have the Jocko Go pre-workout as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare, which, by the way, helps a lot. Sorry, I'm so fucking distracted. All right, anyways, just Thomas10, OriginMaine.com. And as always, hit the link in the bio. The Homegrown Fight Code just dropped. Brand new shit. Go get your cool shit. John Donaher goes on dates in rash guards. Okay, one up, Master John, and go on a date wearing the Homegrown Fight Code. All right, guys. You guys know him as one half of the popular podcast group, The Weekly Forecast, critically acclaimed. We were trending in multiple countries. It is my brother Scotty. What is up, motherfucker?
Look, I almost died eating a Whopper just to sit down and be able to record on time.
Yeah, I was about to fucking kill you when you left half the Whopper on a plate and put it beside the sink.
It's over there. It's okay. And then you gave me the worst vape in the house to vape.
Here, hit this.
This tastes like trash, bro.
I think I mixed the juice accidentally here. I'll take it.
You can barely even hit it.
Bro, the fans have been wondering. Where you been?
I don't think they have been wondering either.
I think they have, man.
No, I bet nobody on this show knows who I am. I'm a new guest.
I talk about you a lot. You're also the very first guest on the Homegrown podcast.
You mean Leash ain't been on this thing?
Nobody's been on. This has literally just been me ranting.
I've heard a couple rants on here, yeah.
Just a couple rants. Actually, you know what? I don't even say the name of the podcast right. I call it the Homegrown podcast. It's Homegrown the podcast, isn't it? So I'm already...
Yeah, the podcast, yeah.
I don't even know what I'm fucking doing, dude.
It's okay, man. What is life anyway, you know?
The people have heard about you in just about every episode, though, so introduce yourself.
I'm Josh's brother, a.k.a. Uncle. Uncle Scotty. Scotty B.
Yeah.
We had two podcasts together.
Yeah.
Lived states away from each other at one time, you know? Had a couple of falling outs, you know? Had a couple falling ins, as they like to say. Let me tell you, bro. I went to Burger King on the way here, right?
Okay.
And let me start off by saying that I'm not complaining about fast food. I'm not one of them people, right? I love fast food.
I am, dude. Wendy's and Glade have fucked my order up three times in a row.
But some people just don't care. Be working these jobs. They don't care. Like this drink had like two ice cubes in it. It's pretty much 90% syrup. Burns my throat when I drink it.
I kind of like it with less ice.
But no, bro, it's not even cold. Feel this.
Yeah.
It's like slightly colder than room temperature.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro. I hate myself for spending money on it.
Yeah.
What podcast is this?
It's the Homegrown podcast. Homegrown the podcast.
You got so many, bro.
Dude, I be fucking working, bro.
I walk in, he said, hey, we got two episodes to do. I said, I don't know what episode I'm on right now.
Dude, this is just the jive, boy.
This is the jive?
This is the jive.
All right,
we just jive.
Hand me that Rubik's Cube over there.
Dude, solve this bitch. Go right ahead. I'm going to time you. We're 439, 440 in.
Right, we gotta mix it up. Right?
Oh, okay. So this motherfucker is the only person I know that can just straight slap a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's probably annoying.
Look at that.
It's probably
Scotty is literally, Scotty is the reason that I podcast, though. Because.
You got time on it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, go.
now I'm under pressure.
Oh man, you're five seconds deep.
How do you know? But I guess the timer is pretty sufficient, right?
We're 10 seconds.
No, we can keep talking.
Oh, okay.
I can
Scott is the reason that I podcast, though. Because way back in the day, we started a show called The Tortoise and the Rabbit. I actually told our origin story not too long ago. So the people are like, shut the fuck up. We started a podcast called The Tortoise and the Rabbi. We had how many episodes? One, two?
Three.
One of them, my favorite one, was the apocalypse episode.
Oh, the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, that shit was fire, dude.
It was fire. And I think we actually had a decent idea of what to do.
We were just figuring it out. I think we done it off the phone, too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I think the whole reason that show kind of ended is because we were doing all the episodes off our phone, and they just sounded really bad.
Moving away from that, though, I started the takedown when I had all my dental work done, which was, decently popular. And then we got back at it with the weekly forecast. And I don't even know how we came up with that name, now that I think about it.
I literally think it was because we wanted something that we could do weekly. And,
Done. Only took you a minute and 19 seconds. Hey, that's pretty fire, though.
That's not bad.
We wanted something distracted.
That was pretty self-explanatory. We had a couple names for it, but I can't remember any of them.
I can't remember any of the other names, but it was such a fucking fun show, though.
It really was.
By far, some of the funnest moments in podcast history happened on that show.
I would be with Terry editing it, and I would just be laughing at some of the shit that we said. And I'd be like, dude, I forgot. And you said you would go back and listen to episodes and be like, I completely forgot we talked about this.
I forgot about... My buddy Noah called the podcast one time. Because here's the spoiler for anybody that listens to the show. Sometimes we knew the callers. A lot of the time we knew. We would kind of screen them. The time our moms came on, we avoided so many questions. Mainly, sexual questions because our moms were in studio. And it was terribly fucking awkward. So we would screen the questions sometimes, and my buddy Noah called. Oh, that's my foot.
Your fucking toe off my toe.
My buddy Noah called one time, and he said, "Would you guys rather cut off your finger or shove a cucumber in your ass?" And he prompted it just like that. Like it went from fucking 0 to 100 so quick. And I said something. I said
this the other day. I said exactly what you said.
Okay.
At first, you said. Cucumbers, or no, you said pickles are just cucumbers that were left out in the rain too long.
Yeah.
And then you said, later on, you said cucumbers are just, or pickles are just gay cucumbers.
Dude, I fucking died when I listened back, but it was Scotty's laugh that made me crack up so hard. On the re-listen or whatever. I get so much replay value out of those episodes.
They're still good. I encourage everybody to go listen to them. Anything from, I'd say 10 on. Is gold. Mm. Before 10, I feel like we was really trying to
We tried to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. Well, because I don't want to spoil that too much. I'll wait. There's going to be one last episode, and then I guess we can spoil everything, but I don't want to spoil it all right now.
We had production members quit. We got sent to fucking Spotify.
Got sued a couple times.
We were stuck on Spotify for a minute. I think the first 10 episodes are on Spotify, actually.
They're all cross-platform now, but for a while we were kind of stuck on Spotify.
Fucking Spotify.
Which is weird because now I hear some people can't get on Spotify.
That was where we started. I hate Spotify.
That's the only music thing I have on my phone, bro.
I do not fuck with Spotify at all, dude. It's so aggravating to me. Joe Rogan is the only reason I have Spotify. And it literally pisses me off that I have to go there to listen to him.
Bro, that new episode with Theo Vaughn.
Oh my god, so good. Dude. We need to get some smelling salts so we can do a whole episode of us just snorting the fuck out of it.
See, it feels like somebody's playing Legend of Zelda in my lungs.
Somebody's moving furniture up in your brain.
Stupid, man. That shit's so Gordon bad. Ryan over here is just suffocating Marino.
Oh my god, he is, dude. I wish he would have been here a couple minutes ago when I was watching that Jacob Couch match.
Was that the one he made tap to pressure? Yes. He had him kind of like that right there?
He literally had him in this exact scenario, mm-hmm. starts moving his knees up the body, goes to an S mount, and Jacob tapped. So crazy. And Jacob Couch is as legit as they fucking come, dude. That whole Daisy Fresh team. Do you follow them on YouTube?
That match down there in the left, I remember when I watched this match live, they were... I think they're like an hour and 30 minutes right now of a match down there on the left.
Who is that?
I can't remember.
It's not Wagner Roach, is it?
No. Gordon Ryan's the GOAT, bro.
Gordon Ryan is the GOAT, man. Like, we talked about it on the phone earlier. Gordon and John are doing things in jiu-jitsu right now that are just...
The fucking Jack Santa Claus. I know he said
I hate the white hair, dude.
I hate the white beard. The white hair is cool, but, like, the beard, man. I don't like the beard.
You think I should dye my fucking hair for my match against Chris? Because I was...
Dye blonde again, dude. Throw it back to the blonde. Because, man, I remember the first time he was ever in West Virginia, he was blonde.
Oh, let's fucking do it, bro. You remember I told him the other day that Santa Claus was real and I was going to put coal in his fucking stocking?
Is there a possibility Chris McKinney's listening to this episode?
Probably. That motherfucker's obsessed with me, so I'm not doubting that he's listening.
I don't have any problem with the guy.
You know what?
Which is weird because we was all getting along the first time. At
the fucking Open.
Yeah, we were all like chilling at the Open and talking. And now you guys hate each other. It's weird how life works.
I don't hate him. Like, that's the thing is, if anybody out there listening to this has beef with me, you're fucking beefing with yourself, dude. Like, I do not put any extra thought into anybody other than, like, myself or my daughter. I mean, you, because, like, you're my brother and all. But, dude, that guy, like, his ego is getting his ass kicked. Like, that's all you can say. It's full of lighters.
You got things just full of things, man.
Dude, this is full of pins.
I know. Do you have anything like that I can have? I want to make like a pin thing at work, but I'm gonna go through Josh's lighters.
You know, I stole this thing from the cokehead that we both know, that we used to be friends with.
I'm trying to think. Who? Oh, okay.
That used to have drugs in it. Now it's just like on my table with pins in it.
Damn, bro.
Don't you steal my lighter either.
It's crazy. It's crazy like how that looks. And if you look at it real close, it's like you missed out on two of those.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is like the weird... Like, I feel like so many people listen to this podcast for the history side of shit.
I'm getting my pulse checked right now.
You're getting your blood pressure done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my blood pressure.
I feel like so many people listen to this podcast for, like, history and, like, actual knowledge. And then we're just, like, fucking it up.
I'm sorry, guys. I can give y'all like a history lesson, I think.
All right, go ahead. Go right ahead.
I mean, give me a minute. I'll get there.
I'm having my
man, none of these lighters are very cool.
None of them are the same size.
Well, these two are.
Oh, true that.
And weird. I think these two are.
Yep, you got that right.
And these two are.
Not. Those are not.
I'm sorry.
This
gonna be very loud to put these back in. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, I'm getting my fucking blood pressure down.
It's your turn now.
I think the cuff is stuck on my arm.
We went from having producers to having at-home nurses. So.
Dude, honestly, if we could get the at-home IV, we'd be fucking golden right now.
Is this a real candle?
Or yeah, it really is. No, it's not. There's not a box.
Is it full of smaller candles?
I consolidate shit, man.
Ski lodge, that smells good.
It does smell really good. We can light it if you want to. You have a lighter, a whole thing of lighters right there.
Say, do you have a lighter?
Wow, I feel like everybody's just tearing up the entire fucking area we have right here.
Yeah, so I want everybody to know that he's got all his lighters in a Folgers instant coffee canister. There's those dogs. And
I have another one of these with cash in it.
I unscrewed that lid to get the lighters out the first time.
You didn't realize it just popped?
Yeah, I did.
Ski Lodge smells fucking great though, dude. I'm like such a scent-driven person. Like, you can see all the candles just laying around here.
I like candles.
I do too, man.
I got those wallflowers from...
I'm not a fan.
Bath and Body Works. Yeah. I always say Bed Bath & Beyond, but...
That place has candles and shit too, though.
Yeah, but it's fucking expensive. I mean, they're expensive at Bath & Body Works too.
I went out of there. The only time I've ever been in Bed Bath & Beyond, I was high out of my fucking mind. And I was terrified of that place. Like, it just feels like somewhere you'd go to get fucking abducted, right?
Where?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird store. I bought a Brita bottle from there. It was like 40 bucks.
Bro, oh my God. So, I have to do this while we're podcasting. Hang on. Just fucking do an interlude or something.
I'm going to give y'all a good history lesson now that Josh has left.
All right, never mind. Okay, so, of course, like... Okay, so we're doing one final episode of the weekly forecast, right? So the phone line, I still own the phone line that people can call in and talk to, right?
Does that cost you?
No. Oh, well, man. I keep getting these fucking calls right here, dude. Is my volume on? Oh, shit, this is the one. Okay. I keep getting these right here, which makes me think that, like, there was a week that I didn't own this number, and I think somebody else did. So I'm kind of like...
Hello, my name is Richard Mason. This is a notification call from our Department of Tax Debt and Financial Settlement Services. There are new programs that can help you reduce or eliminate your debt completely. It is possible that your tax debt can now be considered temporarily non-collectible. You can call me back at my personal desk, 833-312-3144. 833-312-3144. I look forward to working with you.
That's creepy.
Bro, look at that.
Why is there still a minute left?
Look at that.
Just silence.
Just silence, bro. Those calls always creep me out, bro. But so then I got this one, too.
My name is Paul Schneider. This is a notification call from our Department of Tax Debt and Financial Settlement Service.
So whoever the fuck had this number... Oh, here you go. You ready for another one?
My name is... This is a notification call
this is
from our
pause department. Pause that. This is from my personal number, bro. Listen. Oh, what the? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You give me a call back.
God dang, go. Man. What you doing?
Hey, this is Michael. Just wanted to reach out personally on behalf of the attorneys. Give me a call back as soon as possible at 352-900-2564. I'm not sure if you've been getting a lot of collections calls, so I don't blame you for not answering or picking up. But our attorney sent you some information in the mail a few weeks ago. But, you know, with everything going on, it actually looks like you do not have to pay back your total outstanding unsecured debt. The attorneys, they actually managed to get you approved for some new debt resolution options and loan programs. Oh, and they can actually get you some money for those harassing debt collection calls as well. Again, call me back ASAP at 352-900.
That's how they get you, bro, is they want your bank info, but they don't, so they can give you money.
They don't ever say who the call's for.
Oh, no, never.
So never. So when you call them back, do you end up giving them that information?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Are like, you like, oh, hey, I'm Josh. I got a call from this number. They're like, oh, Josh.
Oh, Josh, yeah.
Can you verify your last name for
us? What account are you calling about?
Yeah. Yeah, that fucking scams, bro.
I've always thought, and I don't know if like you're the same way as I am, but I've always thought the automated voices sound creepy as fuck. And if I'm ever like home alone, like I've been home alone all weekend, had I seen that and opened it, like if it was new, you know what I mean? And I listened to it while I was home alone last night. Dude, I would have came and crashed on your fucking couch, bro. Like, I don't get into that shit.
So what's your cat's name?
Chanel.
Chanel?
Dude, like she's...
perfume?
She's you know, number five or number nine, whatever it is.
Get, let go.
Chanel West Coast. Chanel.
You're stuck, bro.
Dude, she's the most ignorant little thing ever, but she's so cute.
She is cute. She's very cute. She's very fluffy.
She slept, like, on my neck last night, and I woke up. And she's, like, literally, like, right here, but, like, claws in. And I was like, oh, this is...
We came in, and my daughter was like, ha-ha, you're all alone. Josh was like, no, I got a cat.
It's weird, dude. Let me ask you this. We're going to get really serious. Whenever you first started doing, like, 50-50 custody with your kid, and you started doing... Because, like, I'm on a 2-2-3 right now, which is pretty much what you're on, right?
I'm on a 3-4... 3-3... It's weird. I guess it's weird to say.
Okay.
Like
so,
every 14 days, we get our 7 days apiece.
Okay. So, like you're going. Yeah, you can hit any of those if you want.
This is fucking alarming, honestly.
You're going like at least 3 days without her, though. Like, what?
Yeah.
How is that for the first time? Because I've never really had to go 3 days without Sadie unless I'm like traveling somewhere, like unless I'm like cornering or.
So you'll go through like these humps, right? So like. Probably your first 6 months, you're going to be like kind of sad about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start getting into some stuff like when we was doing the weekly, you get to this point where you're like, well, I got all this time, I can invest it in something.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So then it's kind of becomes like a, I can do fun stuff, like alone stuff. Not fun stuff sounds bad, but like you can do stuff alone.
Yeah.
That you normally couldn't do. And then it just gets to a point where it's just kind of boring.
That's like where I'm at. Fun stuff
kind of runs out, and like you're just kind of stuck with just watching Pedro.
Oh, that's Mikey Musumeci.
Oh, yeah. Mikey Musumeci only eats pizza and pasta, bro.
That motherfucker's a bad little dude.
Think dude, you could take him?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd kick his fucking ass.
I think he'd fucking smoke you.
I wish he'd try.
He looks like Devin next to him, doesn't he?
Shout out, Devin. No, dude, I think like I had that this weekend because I was like, all right, I have so much stuff that I can get done. And then when I like started actually doing it, I was like, wow, this is fucking, like, this is boring.
Yeah, you get stuff done way quicker than you would think.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, I'm going to go home and clean my whole apartment. And I clean my whole apartment in like an hour and a half. And then I'd be like, what do I do now?
I literally had the idea I was going to do dishes, and I was like, nah. And then I was like, I'm going to do laundry. And then I was like, double nah. And does it smell good in here? Anyway, I defrosted the house earlier.
What does that mean?
I just sprayed shit. I don't know what else you call that. I misted the house. I don't know.
You just made it smell good?
Made it smell good, yeah. It's been boring as fuck, though, dude. Like,
why you got just a random Clorox nailed to the wall?
Dude. That's how it be,
hey, those
dude.
Zebra cakes legit?
Dude, yeah.
They got fucking...
They'll be loud as
lint
fuck.
Lint brushes in them or something?
Huh?
They got lint brushes in them? Consolidated all your lint brushes in these fucking Zebra cakes?
Yeah, look, grab me one. Actually, there's two in a pack, bitch.
No,
we have literally just annihilated... anybody's attention span for 21 minutes.
Jacks? I just ate a bunch of Apple Jacks every weekend.
Dude, I swear to God, you're not going to come to my house and just eat all my food and leave. All right, we're going to open these wrappers at the same time. Leaving. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. That was a lot less detrimental than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're both going to be eating. I feel like with homegrown, like, I've really got, like, this... really smart and really attentive group of listeners. And I feel like I'm probably, they're probably going to be like, well, these dudes are on the spectrum hard.
I've only once or twice.
Once or twice, easily. It's a wide spectrum.
Easily. So I know people on this podcast probably might not know, but I took a video call of Carr earlier.
Yeah, I talked about Carr in one of the last episodes.
And I don't know what Carr exactly does. I know he does something in the medical field.
Yeah.
And
my ribs
hurt. But when he answered the call, he was in his scrubs.
Oh, word?
And he had his glasses on. And he had like a little pen and paper. And I was like, yo, Carr, you look like a legitimate doctor right now. Like, I feel like I'm paying for the service. And he asked me all these questions, right? He interviewed me. And he's like, all right, we'll show you some exercises you can do to help it feel better. So next thing you know, like, I'm in my floor with my camera pointed at me doing the exercises with him to make sure I'm doing them correctly. I love that guy, though. Yes. Shout out, Carr. Caretaker.
Shout out, Carr, the caretaker. I'm making him a shirt right now. So I have one up on the...
When's my Slim Reaper shirt coming in the mail?
Mm. They got made today. I got an update from the thing.
So you're going to have, like, 10 different ones for Danny? Cow killer cornbread.
We have a guy on the team. Oh, first off, shout out Carr. We need to retouch that. Carr is in college right now. I think he's getting his doctorate or master's. What's he getting?
Something really smart.
Very smart guy. Very great at jiu-jitsu. Just recently got his blue belt. Shout out to that dude. That dude is so fucking awesome. I make the joke all the time. We got to put him on the payroll, but like, I really think we should.
He's our doctor.
He really is. When I fucked my knee up, he was like right there. And then he was, like, rehabbing Austin the same night because Caden had just dropped him on his fucking head. But shout out to Carr. But we have this guy on the team named Danny. And Danny's like, what's my nickname? What's my nickname?
He's the only one that has it, like,
virus and threat protection. He's like, what's my nickname? What's my nickname? So we just been, every day, somebody new in the group chat just gives him a new nickname.
See, he's got a nickname. That's the thing. But what he is, just doesn't like it. It's Danny Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard the song Danny Boy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's him.
Danny Boys, Danny Boys. Do you remember Role Models? The movie Role Models?
I remember the movie, but I don't remember that being sung in it.
that guy singing it. Remember, he's like, you know that song, it's by the Wings. Love, take me down to the streets. And they're like, it's not Wings. Then he starts singing the Danny Boys will be Danny Boys. Anyways. Those are stupid. Anyways, Danny, what was his first nickname that I gave him? Cornbread?
Cornbread Fed.
Cornbread Fed, yeah. Cornette, yeah. Yeah, and then Cow Killer.
The Cow Killer is dope, in my opinion.
Low key, I'd rock it, dude. Everybody got nicknames, though. Like, Austin's the Slim Reaper.
If you're about to fight somebody, bro, and they get introduced as the Cow Killer,
dude, I'm looking at my coach fucking sideways, bro.
What did this guy do?
That's what I'm saying.
Rear naked choked a cow to death. That's what.
No, Austin's the fucking the Slim Reaper. Which, by the way, the Slim Reaper shirts are up live on the Homegrown Fight Co. store, and they're fucking fire, dude.
It's got a picture of a child on it.
What the fuck? How you gonna say that?
Think about it. It's like Austin when he's like 16, bro.
He is like 16, but he has like a cigarette in both nostrils and one in his fucking mouth. Such a cool shirt. And then Cars is the caretaker because he's a doctor and he fucking fixes people just to break them.
He also takes care of business.
Takes care of business. Then you're Scottathan for some reason, which I've not understood that. I've not understood it.
People at work call me that now.
Really?
No. Yeah.
It's a fire nickname. Pretty cool. I guess we don't have nicknames for everybody. There's only three people with nicknames.
Everybody just calls you Joshua.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Very weird, yeah. I don't know. It's pretty sweet. We have a really good environment. Like, we have a really good group of dudes.
What's the nickname you get, Brandon?
I don't remember. Anyways, bro. What are we going to talk about? We're fucking 27 minutes in hot garbage. We
haven't talked about a single thing. This reunion episode, man.
The reunion?
I guess so. Not so penultimate episode.
Dude, I'm gonna post this. It's gonna go live. And people are gonna be like, there's something wrong with you guys. Really quick. Well, we have a break in the show because of logistic errors. Go to the link in the bio, hit the Homegrown Fight Code, go check out the merch. We got new shit dropping like weekly, and I'm gonna start deleting shit out of there. Because there's like, I think like 16 products right now. And I want to keep it to where there's like 8. So a lot of the items are like sale items right now. Like I have $12 shirts and like $20 fucking hoodies. So go to the Homegrown Fight, the Homegrown Fight Co. store. And get yourself something cool. Like, I think this shit's pretty cool.
Let me tell you a quick rundown of Josh's apartment.
All right, I guess the ad read is fucking over.
When you walk in Josh's apartment, his TV's on the floor, right? Because he's waiting. Are you waiting for it to get here, or are you waiting to get out of storage, your entertainment center?
No, I'm waiting for it to be fucking delivered.
Okay, so he's waiting on it to be delivered, right? So, if they walk in, they see this first, right? If somebody breaks in here.
Is that Craig Jones?
Yes. And they're going to be like, damn, this dude's living in a rough environment, right? And you got nunchucks just hanging.
Bro, did you go in the hallway yet?
Yeah, there's another one hanging at the end.
Dude, here's the thing. I have eight. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say I have 8 unregistered firearms in this house. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I'm trying to eliminate using one of them. So if somebody breaks in, you're getting fucking nunchucked.
Well, those are foam ones, right?
Those.
What's the ones that are in the hallway? Not foam?
Not foam.
So they're going to grab the foam ones to try to protect themselves. You're going to come out with some metal ones?
Dude, they're getting fucked up.
Just mollywop them.
That's one thing I don't miss
about our old gym.
Yeah.
That you would just fuck me up with nunchucks all the time for no reason.
Dude, I fucking love nunchucks so much. I think it's because, like, I love, like, the older martial arts movies, and everybody's, like, whooping ass with nunchucks, and I was like, I want to be that guy. And then I learned how to throw a fucking punch, and I was like, I don't need to be that guy.
You got nunchucks readily available at all times.
I don't need them, though. I have my fucking hands.
That's what I'm saying. You got nunchucks on your hands. Your hands are nunchucks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
You think about it. Your arms are the strings that tether them together.
I hate you. I'm like a human nunchuck, if you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyways, yeah, the old gym was fucking, it was wild, wasn't it? The coolest thing we done was we opened that bitch up on Christmas while we had fucking COVID. Or while I had COVID.
Bro, There's some good memories there. Mm-hmm. There's some not so good memories there.
You know, dude.
Some weird
memories. Some weird memories there, yeah. It was really cool.
It was a cool atmosphere for me to get started in.
It's cool how everything worked out, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really cool how everything worked out. I'm really pleased. Dude, I love the team we have now. I even love the location we're at.
Did you see the building that got hit today?
I did. How close is it to the gym?
I don't know.
I meant to, like, investigate, and then I just
That's got to be on... What was the Happiness building?
I have no idea. I looked at Scanner Food for, like, us 8. Michael Ernest texted me. He's like, did you see that fucking building that got hit? And I was like, well, that's a tweaker. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, Skinner Food. He's like, how close is it to your gym? And I literally just wrote, I don't know.
I don't know much about Marion. I know where the back rooms are.
Let me just pause before we go into the back rooms. Devin Bailey came from West Virginia. Butch Isles, BJJ Brown Belt. Came from West Virginia to Marion, Virginia. Started the Hungry Grappler. And literally built an entire family. Like, we have the single coolest fucking team around, I think.
I can't find what this building's even called, bro. I can't wait to see him demolish somebody.
I can't either, dude. I cannot wait to see Devin just fuck somebody up. I think we have a really cool team. And one of the things we've been doing as a team is going and exploring these things called the fucking back rooms. You want to go into detail?
No, I don't. I got haunted when I went.
The back rooms are a literal fucking apartment building.
Is that what it is, though?
Yes, because we went on... Okay.
There's one apartment in that whole building.
No.
Where are the other ones at?
Up top.
We went on top. There's just the exit to the roof. There's no trespassing up there. We didn't exit. We didn't go trespassing.
I did. I don't care. Who fucking cares? No, dude, that whole... Where'd y'all go in at, first off?
The bottom. The bottom parking garage of the arcade.
Okay. So if you keep going in like a little circle, you'll come to the apartment complex. It's literally like the stores right there share a building with the apartment complex.
We should start using their gym for strength and conditioning.
Bro, low key, I said that. I said we should go do jiu-jitsu on the roof. And everybody's like, yeah, fuck you. It's so soft.
That was the day too. We was waiting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's literally, so the back rooms are this apartment building that has like this huge garage. Did you go in the garage?
Yeah.
Their garage is
Which
fire.
Which one? The one that has the motorcycle?
Yeah. It's just fire.
It's all right. Pretty sketchy.
It's not sketchy, dude. Anyways, it's like an apartment building, and we literally go in between where the apartment building meets like the shops, I guess. That's what the back rooms are called.
It's that little fucking...
It's like a library, an arcade, a weight room.
A computer room,
etc.
We need to go take pictures in the checker room, though.
Cool. Oh, that shit's fucking... It gave me American Horror Story vibes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Somebody's died there.
Shit's fire. Wow, dude, this episode just went to fucking shoot.
Well, look, bro, we got another one to record.
I know, we do have another one. Hey, plug your shit if you want to.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
Go follow me at my Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember. I think it's at scotty.blackbird. You know what I mean?
No, I mean.
I don't know why I got so hip with the language there.
All right, yep. So go check him out on Instagram. You can find him if you just go to my profile and just search around. You'll find him. It's at scottyblackburn. We have an episode coming for you. It's going to be a lot more structured than this. I would suggest everybody go listen to the back catalog of episodes we have at the Weekly Forecast. What are you fucking laughing at? What is this? This lamp reminds me. Oh, wow. Get the fuck out of here. I wish I could share that video just at the end of this podcast. Right. That way everybody can just see what we're... Anyways, go listen to the back catalog of episodes we have. The Weekly Forecast. It is on Apple, Spotify, fucking Podbay, Podbean, Podspleen. I don't know. It's everywhere podcasts can be found.
Podboss.
It was Podboss. It was a very popular show, and it is about to make one hellacious comeback. As always, hit the link in the bio. And I apologize for not giving you a history lesson today. I am actually going to give you a history lesson.
We technically give a history lesson the week before, guys.
Yeah, true that. So here's a fun fact for everybody. During World War II, when we were fighting with the Nazis, right? America strategically bombed Germany. Or they were planning a bombing of Germany. And they targeted ball bearing factories. Because ball bearings are used in all modern machinery.
Huh. I was thinking, because like when the explosion happened, they'd be like projectiles. You
shoot fucking little projectiles. And hey, after fucking World War II, they had a cat infestation in Germany. And Polish people filled up train cars full of cats and sent them over and just let them loose in the streets.
Do you remember whenever that firework factory blew up a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. That was scary as fuck.
I would have loved to have been like a mile away from that and just seen all the cool shit, dude.
It didn't look cool, though.
Are you talking about the fuck? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that shit looked fucking hardcore.
Yeah, it was like that shit looked like explosion.
That looked like an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Homegrown, the podcast. I'm going to get the name right for fucking once. I hope you guys had a great listen. If you didn't like this episode, fuck you. Plain and simple. I don't give a fuck. Catch me probably next week bringing you another episode. But also catch me August the 27th. The 27th. I have a super fight in West Virginia State. I'm going undefeated that day. And if you don't believe me, then fuck you too. Adios.